East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
And as usual on a Tuesday at this time, we're joined by May Quaid, who is chairperson of Older Persons Council, and May is in Baltinglass. Hi, May.
Hi, Declan, and how are you today?
Enjoying the weather. Are you? Isn't it gorgeous?
Isn't it absolutely fabulous? I've two burnt arms and two burnt front legs, but other than that, I'm grand.
You should know better.
But sure, look, we all go mad when we see a bit of sunshine. That was on Sunday. It was incredibly hot, and I sat out in the back garden reading a book. Now, with my face sort of covered with a hat on, but I forgot about the arms and the legs. No. But anyway, look, they look great now that I'm not going to wear any socks or anything else like that. I'm going to look lovely for the rest of the summer when the redness goes.
We don't want you on anyway giving advice on how to look after your skin and factor 50 and all that.
You have no
credibility in that at all now.
Hang on a minute. I put factor 50 on my face every day and have done since God. And you know, it hasn't done a damn thing for my wrinkles, but never mind.
They're still there. Well, I'm sure you have the skin of a baby now, mate. That's the thing.
I wish. I wouldn't like to tell you where that is, but it's certainly not on my face. I'm really bad. Sorry.
No. What about some of the topics today now that maybe older people would be looking to? Because most older people are vaccinated, so they'll be looking at maybe hotels to get away. What's the story there?
Well, from tomorrow, the 2nd of June, all hotels, B&Bs, self-caterings and hostels, I'm sure older people wouldn't be in hostels, but anyway, they're going to reopen, but services must be restricted to overnight guests and residents. So that's happening, you know, if your group wants to go away or whatever. So, you know, I'd be careful at the same time. I'm going to... we're renting a house in Kerry for a week in August.
Very nice.
Well, my daughter is. We're just tagging along. So we're looking forward to that. It gets us out of the house. And I must say, I went out to visit somebody in County Meath on Friday. And you know something, Declan, I got dressed up and went out. And it was just wonderful to get out of my own house and my own town and go somewhere else. It was really, you know, it was like... And we passed the airport and I said, oh God, look at all those planes. I'd love to be going on one of them, but not just yet. Not just yet.
It's on the way. So the hotels and B&Bs are reopening.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Now, the Gardaí have been warning about scams.
Oh yes, big time. There's a lot of bogus callers and they'll say anything to get into your home. For example, there's been an accident, can I call an ambulance? Now, why anybody would even listen to that? Because everyone has a mobile phone, but that's what they try. Another one is, I've broken down, can I use your phone? Oh. Or I've had a fall, can I have a glass of water? And I'm from the council, there's a burst water main and I need to turn off your supply. Now, I'd be delighted if I saw anybody from the council, but there you go. And the other thing is, I'm checking counterfeit money at the moment, and I'm a detective. So do not open your front door to anyone before you've checked out who it is and what they want. Also, make sure your back door is locked when opening your front door. And remember, if in doubt, keep them out.
So, right, and maybe ring the Gardaí if you're suspicious.
Oh yes, of course, yeah.
Because they won't mind if they're real. Yeah, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so careful out there, yeah.
Exactly, be careful out there. And the other thing I want to advertise is the Act of Retirement is having their national AGM on Zoom on the 9th of June at 11 o'clock. So it's a virtual thing, but I don't know if people want to go and vote. There's people up for elections and things like that. So, you know, maybe nice to talk to other groups as well and see what's happening in their lives. It'll be a national thing, so it's all over the country. So just see how other people are coping with all this and the return to some sort of normality, Declan,
I hope. What did you think of the large gatherings over the weekend and especially the rubbish being left?
Declan, don't talk to me. I mean... I can't understand why the government haven't passed legislation that allowed the guards to use their powers and things like that. I'd put some of those people in vans and I'd keep them overnight and I'd let them out the next day and I'd make them flip and clean it up. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful. And, you know, the older people have been obeying all the rules. We've done our cocooning, we've stayed in, we've done everything. We've done our shopping at 8 o'clock in the flipping morning, which I wouldn't normally do, all that sort of thing. And these young people who blame us for, you know, the way the planet is and the environment and all this kind of stuff, they're out there littering and doing
crazy. I know, May, that is so unfair.
Sorry.
Now.
It is
that
not.
That is so unfair. I see loads of young people and they're very respectful of everything. And they congregate in their groups and they have their chat between them. And I've seen them with bags that they bring home their rubbish. It's only a small minority who are doing all this littering. It is not all the
well, no. I shouldn't have generalised. That's wrong. I apologise for that. But Declan, let's face it, look at the amount of people that were in Dublin at the weekend. That's frightening. And we have a bank holiday coming up. And do you know something? We're only trying, the government is trying to get us out there, you know what I mean, back to some sort of normality and some sort of life. And our economy needs to be restarted in a big way as well. And all of a sudden, this is going on. Sure, it's going to make us go backwards. It has to.
We don't have enough open space, particularly in Dublin. I remember there was a lovely little park in Dame Street. And you know what there is now? There's a hideous-looking office building thing on it.
Oh,
and it was
true.
A beautiful park. And I just thought to myself, why? We need more open space. Fitzwilliam Square in Dublin is not open.
Well, that used to be locked up just for the people who lived there. They were the only ones who had keys of it, because I lived quite near there as a child.
Did you?
So, yeah, I lived in Leeson Street.
Right. And
a long time ago.
I think there's a lot of stories about that. I mean, back
I could tell you
the Leeson Street lady, you know.
Yes, I could tell you a very funny story about that. I was in a store one day, and it was a second-hand shop, and my husband was in the bank, and I'm rooting around, you see, looking at these things, wasting time. And this woman said to me, where are you from? And I said, oh, I live in Bolton Glass. And she said, that's not a Bolton Glass accent. Now, I wouldn't like to imitate her accent. It was a very, very Dublin accent. And I said, no. I said, I'm originally from Dublin. And where do you live in Dublin? She said. And I said, Leeson Street. And she looked at me and said to me, were you on the game? Well, I got such a shock that I came out and told my husband he couldn't open the car for laughing. And I was looking for a mirror to see, did I look like that? But, you know, that was real Dublin wit. And that's what Leeson Street was like. I mean, my father bought a house there in 1949. And I lived there till I got married in 1960. So, you know, I loved living there because you could walk.
So central, yeah.
Everywhere. Stephen's Green was my playground. I was put out of it regularly once a week by the gardeners for climbing the trees and, you know, doing things like that. So we only had a backyard. So, I mean, we had no facility for playing. I've only one brother, and the two of us would be over in the green doing all sorts of things in Stephen's Green. But, you know, I love Dublin for that reason, and I hate to see what's happening in it now. But you're right, there isn't enough open space in it.
And where is it? I mean, it is young people in the time of their life they should be having at the moment. And, you know, for the last 15 months they've been told you can't do that, you can't go out, you can't mix, you can't do everything, you can't meet anyone, you can't have these relationships, you can't go away for a weekend, you can't go off and do something and meet each other and go to the, you know, the zoo or something that was closed most of the time. You can't do anything. I mean,
no,
it has to give
but older
somewhere.
People are the same, Declan. Older people are exactly the same. They couldn't get back into their groups. They couldn't mix with their friends. They couldn't see their grandchildren. You know, we've all, of everybody has been affected by this. Everybody. But we haven't gone out and gone mad. You know, and I mean, I'm not generalising again, but there is a certain element. Why can't they pick up their rubbish?
Indeed, why can't they pick it up? Well, listen, just time for tip of the week.
Oh, God. I'd be in serious trouble now. You know, I got the dog Archie. Well, I didn't. I bought him for my husband, and who then has a problem with his feet, and I'm the one who has to take the dog for the walk. So they say in the town here, I see May Quaid, the dog is taking May Quaid for a walk. But anyway, he's changed my whole self-focus. And if we were all to change one focus and change even one small thing we've been doing during COVID, we can renew ourselves and start living life again. Honestly, Declan, the dog has changed my whole life. He really has. I mean, I have to take him everywhere with me, even to the flipping shops. And not that I bring him into the shops, I leave him in the car. And that's another thing, if you do leave a dog in a car, leave the door, the windows, not the door, the windows open a little bit, just to let them have a bit of air, because dogs need to breathe, and it's very warm. Yeah, but you know, if you change one thing in your life, just one small thing that you've been doing, I've become addicted to flipping cowboy films in the morning. I'm looking at all these yokes. The dog wakes me up, by the way, at 6:30. So I'm turning on the television. I'm looking at Talking Pictures. Do you ever watch that black and white film? Oh, it's actually quite good.
I'll leave that to you, May.
Okay. Listen, anyhow, that's what I'm doing. I'm very bold. Yeah. If you could change one thing, I'm going to stop watching the cowboy films, and if I can. But I'm watching stupid television at 6:30 because I don't want to wake my husband. I'm up feeding the dog and the cat, and you know, I'm going to get out of that habit because I need to get out and maybe walk. I do walk every day with the dog. And the dog and me are having a row all the time. Now, I had to get a trainer in for him last week because he was pulling the arms out of me. And that has stopped. So, you know, and it's a lovely girl from Stratford called Sylvia who's been helping me with the dog. So I've changed that, and I'm going to change watching all these stupid films because daily it's ridiculous.
Well, I tell you what, report back to us next week on your progress. Great to talk to you, May.
And you too, Declan.
Thank you very much indeed.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. That's Chairperson of the Older Persons Council, May Quaid, in Baltinglass on The Morning Show.